Good morning, everyone. I hope you've had a great week, and welcome again to the beautiful Ennis Reserve. Today, I want to talk to you about something that can be a little controversial in our culture. Today, I want to show you how to fight. I can hear some people say, uh-oh, Pastor Tony's lost his mind. Well, stay with me for a little while and just see if I have. Oh, but it's not going to be the kind of fighting that you see on the streets, on the news. It's not going to be the kind of fighting that you'll see in a war movie or even a Star Wars movie. It's something quite different. And I think it's something that we need to learn today. So stay with me. Ever since humans have been on the earth, there's always been fighting. If you look at the Bible, the first two pages of the Bible, in the first family, we see where Cain killed Abel. In the last few pages of the Bible, we see where King Jesus returns riding a white horse with crowns on his head and a sword in his hand with the armies of the Lord. John said his name was faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. Fighting and war has always been around, and it's been a part of the human race. And it's always been used to subdue, control, or defeat an enemy. Fact is, it's no different for the Christian. But our approach is vastly different. So how do we fight? Well, it's for sure not with the same weapons that's used in what we see today. I mean, the fighting on the street or the protest and the violence that you see going on, or what you see in a Western movie or perhaps a war movie or even a Star Wars movie. It's not with the weapons that they use. So how are we supposed to fight? Well, go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll look at verses number 10 through 12. Finally, be strong in the Lord in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Most of the time when we see these verses, somebody's taken them and turned them into a spiritual warfare book that we can purchase, or even a video or a DVD, which is a little bit outdated. And then sometimes people take these verses and turn them to into an online video that they'll send to you for $49 plus GST. You know what I'm talking about. So today, let's go to these verses and see if we can find an understandable, easy to apply principle that we can use every day. But first, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to learn from it. Help us to understand how Christians are supposed to fight. It's quite different than the way people normally fight in this world. So help us to learn what we're supposed to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back to our text. Verse 10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And boy, doesn't that sound good? Every one of us as Christians want to be strong in the Lord. We want his power in our lives, but we seldom experience the unlimited power of God flowing through us. I wonder why. I think we'll find the answer in the next two verses. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly places. Listen, our enemies as Christians are not flesh and blood. They are not people. That is so important. If you don't get anything else, I want you to get this. Let me repeat it. Our enemies as Christians are not flesh and blood. They are not people. But what happens? Most of us keep fighting people and we never, ever win spiritually. But we persist with our physical skills, in our physical weapons, and we crash and burn, and we wonder why. We're not doing it the way the Bible says do it. But we've all been there. Look, you and I are followers of Jesus. And as followers of Jesus, the spiritual battle that we're in must be fought with the same weapons that Jesus used. So what are these? I think we'll find them in verses 13 through 18. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert, and with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. I believe Paul just listed the weapons and the attitudes that Jesus used. Now let's look at verse number 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. When you've been suited up in the whole armor of God, you must choose to stand and to stand firm. Listen, Jesus was never a coward. He never backed down from anyone. But he didn't have that arrogantly belligerent attitude that we develop sometimes. Jesus stood with the confident serenity of the power of God. He didn't need an arrogant or belligerent attitude. Well, you might say, well, I'm not that strong. I can't stand like Jesus. Listen. Remember the words of what we saw earlier, be strong in the Lord, in the strength and the power of His might. That means strength and attitude. Listen, if Paul told us to do that, then the Holy Spirit must be able to enable us to do that. No excuses. We can live like Jesus. Let's look at number 14. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, truth and right living. Let me say it again, truth and right living. So what is truth? Jesus said of himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father except through me. Jesus is the truth. Say that with me. Jesus is the truth. And he also lived a sinless life. And that lifestyle should be how we should strive to live. Wow. It's so easy to understand, but I know it can be hard to do. But remember, if Paul told us to do it, then we must be able to do it. Let's look at verse number 15. And his shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. Being ready to share the gospel of peace. Well, the gospel is the good news of peace, that you and I can have peace with God. You and I can honestly have peace with God. That is the message that dominated the life of Jesus, and it's the message that should dominate us. Jesus purchased peace with God at Calvary. Is that the message that people hear from you? Peace with God. Or is there something different that people hear from you? Now go with me to verse number 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Look at those first two words. Above all. That's so important. When you look at the life of Jesus, did you ever wonder how Jesus could go about his life so peacefully and powerfully? Every barb and attack that was thrown at him, he was able to deflect because of his belief in who he was. He was the Son of God. He never had to lower himself to the level of his attackers. He remained true to who he was. Listen closely. Your shield and my shield of faith is powered by our confidence in God. And if our confidence in God is strong, nothing can touch us. Keep that in mind. Look at verse number 17 and take the helmet of salvation. This helmet protects our minds and our hearts. This is the power. Our salvation is the power that removed the guilt of our sin and assured us of forever. Salvation is what changed us from lost to found, from judged to redeemed. And now we are born again children of the Almighty God. That is the salvation that we have with this helmet of salvation. And it's all because of Jesus. And the next is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit, our only offensive weapon. It's the only way we can fight back and win. If you remember when Jesus was walking through the wilderness, he was fasting in the middle of a 40-day fast, and believe me, I would be pretty weak, and he physically would have been weak. And the devil came to him many times and was tempting him to do wrong. But Jesus controlled and destroyed and repelled his attacker simply by saying, "It is written," and then quoted the Word of God. Do you see how powerful that is? Listen, when we use our earthly weapons, we will lose. When we use our intellect or our training, we will be defeated. When we use the Word of God, we can never lose. Keep that in mind. That is so important. The Word of God, our only weapon, our only offensive weapon. So use it. Now go with me to verse number 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Prayer is not listed as one of the bits of the armor of God, but I still think it's important to mention. Spirit-led praying, always ready to pray about every thought. That's so important. Every mood swing, a good one or bad. Every concern for ourselves or for others. Every struggle should be taken to the Father. Listen, Jesus was continually separating himself from people and getting off into the bush to spend time with the Father. And listen, if it was important for him, it's so important for us. We need to get alone with God, and we need to do it often. Listen, I believe that a follower of Jesus who is equipped with the armor of God and fueled by passionate prayer will live in the overflow of the power of the Lord. I'm going to say that again. I believe that a follower of Jesus who is equipped with the armor of God and fueled by passionate prayer will live in the overflow of the power of the Lord. Isn't that what we all want? So, how are we going to fight from here on? Let's stand strong in the power of the Lord. Just stand with His power and His attitude. Fight with the tools that Jesus used. The weapon of truth and right living. The boots of the gospel of peace. Above all, the shield of faith so you can knock away every attack that comes our way. The helmet of salvation that changed us into children of God. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And don't forget passionate prayer. So let's just do it. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this chance to talk about the armor of God. And Father, help us to simply take it and use it. Help us to apply it in our lives. Yes, we have to put the weapons of the flesh aside, but help us to take up the spiritual weapons that you have provided. Give us the strength so we can take back this world from the hand of the devil. In Jesus' name, amen.